different from most of the people. Mm-hmm.
Do people still use that word now much?
No, I don't think so, not much.
Has it changed meanings recently?
Not in that sense, I don't think it has, no.
Is it ever used to mean someone who's...
Oh, yeah, there's names for queer. I mean, if you're queer, you're something wrong.
Okay. And someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, he won't listen to you, he's going to do things his way, you'd say that
he's bullheaded.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
He's high-tempered or...
Or you say
you high strong.
You might tell someone, you better not, don't mention that subject to him, because don't tease him about that, because he's still mighty
touchy.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
mad or angry.
What if someone's in a bad temper all the time? You'd say that he's
had a, he was in a bad mood or had a chip on his shoulder.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them to just...
calm down.
Okay. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
tired.
Any other expressions for
woe
that?
Woe out. Woe out.
Okay. And... say, if a person had been well and suddenly you hear they have some disease, you might ask, well... yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
And say if a person went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say that he
caught cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a
cold or a cough.
And say if you'd gotten someone some medicine and you went in and still saw the medicine there, you'd ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person might say, I already
took it.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working out in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
perspired, I sweated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head, you'd call a...
rising or boil.
What if it's got more than one head in it?
Well, it would be risings. I have several risings.
Mm-hmm.
Several... I don't know.
Did you ever hear carbuncle?
Yeah, I've heard. I reckon that would be a carbuncle.
You don't really...
Yeah, I've heard it called that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about when you open a boil, the stuff that drains out is...
I don't know what, I can't think of what you'd call it. Be pus. Or
okay. What about in the blister?
The stuff that drains out of the blister?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just water, mostly.
Okay. And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled up.
And you say, it's still pretty badly
swollen.
And you say, but if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And, you know, sometimes the wound won't heal back right. And it's got to be cut out or burned out, sort of a skinless growth.
Be cauterized.
Uh-huh. Do you know what that's called, though, that... Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
No, I just call it cauterizing, or either after they burn it, you mean they...
Well, what it's called when it gets that way. Did you ever hear proud...
Uh-uh.
Proud flesh?
I've heard it. I didn't know what it meant.
Is it, what did they call it?
I don't know what you would call it.